Hi, so this episode is a shout out. Oh, hey Zoe. A shout out specifically to my friend Joy, who I was going to leave this audio message for, and then I thought, hey, fuck it, it's content, and I'm trying to the bird is mad, so let's see. We can get through this. I've had a dental clusterfuck that has resulted in me being recategorized in my doctor's surgery as being a junkie, and they're getting rid of me pretty much. And my regular doctor is retiring at the end of May, and it wasn't really impressed upon me enough that the what they call Schedule 8 medication, so opioids and benzos and stuff that I take a fair bit of, it's actually like quite a high threshold, quite a big barrier for entry to get someone to take me on as a patient to do that. So right now, as well as trying to like having to do my own ratchet home dentistry from somebody who left way too much dental cement in my mouth after doing two crowns, who I tried to I saw afterwards and denied that he had, like, on the same day. Being bounced around, going to emergency. Oh, I'll see if I can, I'll go to Lulu Island and go into more detail about this. That's Lulu Space Island or anchor dot, oh, it used to be anchor.fm/Lulu Island or one word, but I don't know with the new Spotify stuff. Now this is called podcasts or whatever. Yes, okay, I'm just going to do that thing where, hey, Joy, okay, so where do I fill in the blanks? Let's go back to your messages and see where you said, oh my gosh, girl, that sounds terrible. I'm so sorry about the doctors. I don't understand why this keeps happening. Yeah, so just to interject, this situation's been going on for a few months, and so far it's been so difficult to eat that I've lost... what was it? I think it was 11 pounds. It's about 35 kilograms. Anyway, why this keeps happening, if you have a moment, feel free to send me an audio message. Would love to hear your voice, my beautiful friend. So this is my voice message to Joy, that I'm sharing with you all, because, my mouth, it really hurts to talk. And people, some people, I think last I just looked, there were 111 people who had downloaded my last episode. I know that, with people that I really like, I love it when I, see their podcasts drop, unless it's too many. I've realized that can get overwhelming. And then I just, yeah. Anyway, so I'd like to put out just enough to keep you all, like, happy, entertained and stuff, engaged, I'm doing a lot of cool shit now. I have to get off the phone. I'll get further away from this squawking bird. The neighbours are going to be pissed off, so I'm stressed, but I'm going over to the other side of the room, Zoe, because I don't want your squawking. So I'll have to turn off the fan. Okay, Joy, now here's the message. Okay, so because I'm on this Schedule 8 medication, which is I'm on two different kinds of benzos and one different kind of like a morphine kind of medication. So benzos are like Valium and Xanax, and I'm on two Valium a day, two Xanax a day, and one Endone a day, with... currently two extra Valium and two extra Endone a week. So I've made this commitment already to my current GP, who's retiring in about 6 weeks. But I didn't realize how hard it would be to get another doctor, because it's very specific. They need to be registered to prescribe Schedule 8 medication. They need to be willing to take me on as a client, which has proved harder than I thought. I've been rejected by, pretty much rejected by three doctor surgeries in one day yesterday. but my mum is going to call. There's a possibility of me. I'm going to find out when I call them. They're open now. So I guess I'll get off the phone. The bird's really pissed. So my mum is calling one doctor's practice and I'm calling another today. So we're going to see, because it's kind of a rush to the finish line, to have someone to take over this medication reduction for me. Otherwise, I'm going to be going cold turkey off a lot of drugs, which could potentially either give me seizures or maybe kill me. All right, peace out.